The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
When children don't behave, we take away the things they like. To teach them wrong from right.
All right.
And hope that next time they will know.
Here we go.
The difference.
That's me, Robert Goulet and Zamfir.
This song creeps me out.
Well, it's basically telling kids, behave, or you're going to get your stuff taken away.
I don't know if it's the bossa nova thing under it. I don't know what it is. It just... it's the key. I don't know what it is. It creeps me out.
Now, if Zamfir played like pan flute on this, forget it. Be over the
And
top.
By the way, I love bossa nova music. It's nothing against... I think it's just the combination of Robert Goulet and
totally
bossa nova.
Over the top.
Somebody said... I was featuring Billy May last night, and somebody said, he's great. He goes, Billy May singing Rudolph the Red... They're playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It was a bossa nova version, like a mambo Rudolph. You got if you can find
really?
That.
It's
hysterical. Wow. It's hysterical. Because Billy May, he was one of Mr. Sinatra's, Frank Sinatra's great arrangers, but he was a wild man, you know, with a great sense
right.
of humor. And didn't he do a lot of the Warner Brothers cartoons? He did a lot of those.
Well,
those
the Capitol recordings that Mel Blanc would do, because people forget Mel Blanc was a is this it?
Listen.
Yeah.
Edidine, Rosso Saracinte, Pop Cantante, Rudolph.
Rojo.
I love it.
Hey, isn't that great? Huh? What do you think?
That's
do the
great.
News
Fantastic.
Over this now.
And my new favorite is Xavier Cugat.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, there you go. That's Billy May.
See, I'd have to do the news in a sing-songy way. There's no way. With this beat? Yeah.
But That's to answer great. Your question, yes, so Billy May did the records with Mel Blanc because Mel Blanc was a Capitol recording artist. So when he would do things like I Taught a Putty Tat, he was the arranger for Mel Blanc on those.
You knew that. Yeah, and who knew? He had a whole career doing that for years.
As
the music director for those cartoons, the Warner Brothers cartoons. Hey, Looney Tunes, right? Is that what that is? Yeah.
Looney Tunes and Mary Mel.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 805. So I was coming back from... after we did the show, and I got out, and I said it was that horrible rain day out of New York, Saturday, yep. So I'm driving up Garden State Parkway, and stopped at the Frank Sinatra rest stop, and didn't see mine. Apparently, they forgot about me on the Parkway, you know. And even if they do name a rest stop after me,
you should be in Camp May.
I'll be on a like Route 22 or something like that.
Oh,
or Route 46, maybe. That's what they won't give me.
No,
one of the
Route
major
22.
Highways.
No, Route 22 is a pretty major highway.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Not the turnpike, not the parkway.
No.
We'll put them on Route 3 going
into
Joe
Piscopo Service Road.
Route 3.
Next to the TikTok Diner. That'll be me.
Like, yeah, right
there.
See, there you go.
I love it.
Hey,
I love
you doing?
It. I'll take it. So now I stopped by to get my car. Something came up on the screen, and there was a software issue, and it was great. So that they did. I pull over, and now I wait. Now it's around the area of the Retro Fitness that we have in Ringo's, Flemington area in Jersey. So as they're looking at the car, I go to the gym, and I hang out at the gym. Now the folks were going to pick me up again. I don't want to bother them. So I call an Uber in the middle of nowhere, and I'm thinking I'm going to get like a horse and buggy show up out in Hudson County somewhere, you know.
Come on.
Some Amish guy's going to pick me up, you know. Yep, here
Come
we
on.
Go. You know, so I call, the guy shows up in the most beautiful Tesla I've ever seen.
Really?
White, white and white inside, like beautiful. And I'm telling you, and the kid picked me up. That car was awesome. I mean, we were all talking about Elon Musk, and I'm saying, I sat in the car.
That's why he's Uber, and he needs to pay for it.
I'm telling you. Well, I'll tell you to get it. He said, "Oh yeah, I just got it. It's a great car, man." And he's working it off, but as an Uber driver, which I appreciated.
That's great.
And yes, I tipped him, but and so of course I had to. But I tell you, when you think about Elon, the genius of Elon Musk to come up with that, it's a whole car company. It's an entire car company. Did you ever see that film, Joe? You probably saw the Coppola film, brilliant film called Tucker. Is that what it is? And it wasn't about Tucker Carlson. It was about the
car
Tucker.
The guy who made the automobile. Yeah, yeah, the Tucker
great
car.
Film. With
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. Yes. Yeah.
Great film. Great film. And it was. And here a guy tried to start a car company. It's impossible to start a car company, yet Musk does it, and that car is great. Where I would even get one, you know, but I don't know that I trust the, you know, the infrastructure at this point.
Let me tell you something. So they're making all these cars, like, energy efficient and all this stuff, you know, because they're trying to get to. So my car on Friday, I've been having issues the last 2 weeks. That it has this auto stop feature, you know, when you start, you stop at a light
like
and the car
that.
Turns
I've
off.
Learned
I
to
hate
like
it.
That. I like it.
I hate it. It's the worst feature that Chevy has ever put on a car, and you can't disable it. In years past, you used to be able to, but the newer models.
So Al's talking about if you're about to back into a wall, your car stops.
That's not what I'm talking about. When you're stopped at a light and you're idling, the car shuts off.
Yeah,
so that there's no emissions. It's a horrible feature.
Why?
On the
what's
car.
Not working here? Come on, works pretty good.
So I brought it to my guys to take a look at.
Sure
enough, one thing led to another. $500 later, I got to get a new battery for the car. It's a specific battery that only the dealer carries. I can't just get some interstate battery. I have to get this battery. So 3 hours on Friday, I'm sitting at the repair shop to get this battery replaced in the car because what would happen is my car would stop at a light. I would stop at a light, the car would shut off, and when I'd restart, the car would restart, you lift your foot off the brake, all of my instrumentation would go. The radio would shut off, the heat, everything, and then it would start back up. So, I couldn't keep doing that. And it turns out that the battery was dying, and so that's what happens when the battery dies. There's a malfunction in the auto stop thing. So I had to get a new battery, $500.
Well, you know what? You just talk to me. I know a guy, for crying out loud. I know a guy. And then you know what? And you know where to go, where you got to go.
No, I know that, but I needed to get this done. It's not a warranty issue. It's not, you know, whatever. It needed to be done, and because I don't want to be stuck at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning with my car dead. So
haste makes waste, Al.
You know, what is bad about the cars now, if you ever notice, they try to save energy in the dumbest ways. Like, having lights on in the car. Like, you can't get, remember in the old days, you open the door, the whole car would light up. Oh, you can't do that. That uses too much energy. But I can't see.
But here's the thing. This auto stop feature. So they're like, well, it saves on emissions because it saves the environment. What are you saving? Most stoplights are 90 seconds long at best. Maybe 2.5 minutes, right? So what are you saving in emissions? You're not. Then you're lifting your foot off the gas. The battery has to fire off again. You're ruining the starter because the car is continuing to start up every 2 minutes, especially when you're driving in New York City. What are you saving? It's costing you more money. It's the dumbest invention that car manufacturers have ever made.
Well, now
where are you saving the environment?
It would make sense if you were coming from Hofstra University, because when I would commute to the train station, I would drive my car when I was an intern here, and I remember I had to make a certain the light at exactly the right time, because if I didn't, you literally would sit there for 15 minutes waiting to turn on the Hempstead Turnpike.
Right, but that's Long Island. I mean, you know, who cares about Long Island?
Long Island is like its own entity now.
You could drive for three hours and still not get to the end of it. You just keep going. It's like it's endless. It's you know.
Drive off the edge of the earth.
It should
when you
be
get
the
Montauk.
You want to talk about, you know, Joe Borelli, the councilman, talks all the time about Staten Island seceding, you know, from the rest of New York City. Long Island should secede from the rest of New York. I mean, it's its own entity. Seriously.
Yeah, well, you know what? It is. It's beautiful. I think a lot
it
of
is.
People go out. When I go out there, it takes me really from my house literally 4 hours to go out to where I got to go.
My
four
wife was
hours
there on
because
Saturday.
Of traffic. But listen, but I got to tell you, that's why people don't leave it, because it is so pretty out there. Right. You don't got to come into the city, so they stay out there.
Well, that's true. That's a fair point. But
I could see living. I used to go to Montauk. Gosh, that was beautiful out there.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Dick Cavett lived out there for years.
Cavett's Cove. Cavett's going, and I hung out with Dick Cavett out there, and I told you that. Me and Cavett hung out he had a whole, didn't he have like 100 acres or something out there? It was great.
He owned this historic home, I think it's called Tick Hall, I think it was on the market for like $60 million.
The Stones, excuse me, and Arthur Idalis should know this, the Stones stayed at Cavett's house, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
The Stones stayed, they stayed, can you imagine that, an overnight with Dick Cavett and the Rolling Stones?
That's impressive.
Wait a second, now, the last time you went to Montauk, you took a helicopter, didn't you?
Not Montauk. It wasn't Montauk. It was
the Hamptons?
Out in the Hamptons. Okay. Right. Get me to the chopper.
That's
absolutely right.
That was you.
Why do you think I would
Because you'll
drive?
Be on the people. I'm not going to sit in traffic. No, get the copter. Fire it up.
It's the only way to fly out to Long Island, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Get off. The there's a car on there in 5 minutes. I don't get the traffic. What are you talking about?
It's really cool. I tell you, it's a beautiful helicopter ride too. You go right and you can see the coast out there.
Yeah. For those that can afford it, beyond the people, you know, not everybody can get in a copter. There's a weight limit too. They'd never get me in a copter. They're gonna be listing to the right. You gotta be like, power.
We left from with 34th Street, I think it was. And we were it was Blade, and they were great. And they were, so we were in there. But so this big guy got on the chopper, man. And then they said, hold it. We're going to have to take off some of the luggage. I said, yeah, can you start with this guy, please?
Oh, wow. Wow.
The guy was so big. Oh, I know why. And I'm thinking, like, now if I go down, man, I got to think of this guy, you know?
You see the can't get up. What's going on?
They removed some luggage to make room. Removed the guy, put the guy in his own chopper.
What happened to the luggage, though?
I guess they sent it on a later flight. Really, I tell you. And they're very careful. I tell you, Blade is great, by the way. Love them. They are really, really great. But not if you're next to a big guy. I really almost left. But is that politically correct?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. Sir?
You know. Look at how he said that. Blade is great. Bless you, Pat. You're a fat horse. Forget it. You ain't.
They have a
there.
Scale right next to the
That's
steps
it.
To get into
should.
The helicopter.
They should. You know,
Step
Mr. Gattulo,
up.
That's great.
295.
Should I take my shoes off? Yeah. Don't think it'll make much
you
of a
mean
difference.
Like they put, no, like they do at the airport where they weigh the bags, you know, if it's over 50 pounds, you know?
Right.
If you're over 400 pounds, you can't do it, Sally.
If you can't get on the copter because it's too heavy, they have a Honda Civic standing by to take you wherever you need to go.
Oh, Lord. Hey, it's Monday. Did anybody put up their decorations yet?
No.
I haven't done anything.
Well, I don't think we're putting a tree up this year. I've asked my wife a couple
what?
Of times.
What?
Yeah, well, she's still
you
in mourning.
You cannot put a tree up,
she's
Al.
She's still in mourning about her dad. And she's like, you know, and I'm not sure. I said, well, you know, and I said to her, I said, I'm not making a joke out of this. I said, but we're already into the first week of December. If we're not putting a tree up, you need to make a decision now because I'm not doing something.
You gotta put two
weeks left. Let's throw a tree up. Forget it. That's not happening.
Who's got the time? I'm taking the.
Our fake tree out. We had a fake tree, and I thought I had it in the garage. I think I got rid of it because we got a real tree last year. So
trees
are incredibly expensive. I mean, you can't get a sniff of a real tree for like less than $100.
All I'm going to do, I'm going to get those as seen on TV lights. I'm going to put them out.
The points of light.
Wait a second. Exactly. Didn't you know a guy who had? That's right. That's no one else. Yeah, plow guy.
You were bad. You were just mean. You were mean.
Yeah, but you had to pay full price from that guy. That was the worst. The guy died.
Al, give me a break.
But
cut him a little bit of slack.
Yeah, but wait a second now.
Cut him a little slack.
Cut him a little slack. Joe was paying for him. What do you mean cut him a little slack? Should have thrown him a tree.
Listen,
the tree to his house. I'm not wrong.
I'll give you my five below tree if you'd like it, Joe.
Oh boy.
No, we'll get it. Thank God the kids are doing it. Michael will be there, and we'll get, you know, he'll carry it around. But I got to get started on this. I got to get started on the decorations. I got nothing. Yeah. I got nothing. You know, when you're working 24/7,
one light, one light in the hallway.
Just say
Merry Christmas. Put a wreath on the door.
No, our Jewish friends have the right idea. It's a menorah. You put the menorah up, and that's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Now we got
pretty much.
Do the wreaths. We got wreaths. We got the garland. We got the ornaments.
Mistletoe and this mistletoe and that and whatever. Yeah, no.
It's too much.
Hey, seven fishes.
All right.
We don't have to haul out the holly
at my
house.
Why not one fish? Why is it going to be seven? One. Seven.
It's so Italian. Hey, I got one more.
Can you want meat? More? No meat. This, that. No.
Morgan Ortegas, thank goodness, is going to be with us in a minute. Judge Napolitano joining us as well. And Jonathan Honig's going to join us as well. We're going to see about Elon Musk's impact on the nation's economy, you know, because this guy, I was thinking, if Elon Musk gets mad, if they keep buzzing his chops, and he hasn't the ability to cut back on a lot of things, including Starlink, you know, this is the internet service, and correct me if I'm wrong, that really supplies all of the Ukraine with internet, and that's Elon Musk that does that, you know? So, you know, the Democrats are going to have their hands full trying to go after this guy because he is a vital part of our economy. Dr. Darren Porcher as well will join us. Morgan's going to come up, Morgan Ortegas, in just a bit. Right now, Kristen North is on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We're jammed up through Queens on the BQE westbound between the LIE and Meeker Morgan Avenues. It's going to be a slow go on the Van Wyck northbound between the Belt Parkway and Hillside Avenue. Busy on the Belt Parkway westbound between JFK Expressway and Lefferts Boulevard. Slight improvement in Brooklyn on the Gowanus eastbound approaching Fort Hamilton Parkway. A crash has just been cleared. Bumper-to-bumper delays in Brooklyn on the Gowanus eastbound between the Prospect Expressway and the Brooklyn Bridge. Harlem River Drive is jammed southbound between Park Avenue and the FDR Drive. Deegan is slow southbound on the Yonkers-Bronx border southbound between McLean Avenue and Yankee Stadium. Cross Bronx is heavy northbound between the George Washington Bridge and Webster Avenue, and we're slow on the Cross Bronx southbound between the Bruckner Interchange and Sheridan Boulevard. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today. Checking our Hudson River crossings, Tappan Zee Bridge is busy Westchester County bound. Inbound upper deck of the George, it's 40 minutes now. Lower deck, it's 45. Outbound, we're heavy but moving across both decks. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel is 40 minutes, and outbound it's under 5. Inbound Holland Tunnel is about 30. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North on AM 970, The Answer.
Can I tell you about Invite Health? Invite Health, you know, you're going to love Invite Health. You go to invitehealth.com. They have the super premium nutritional supplements, podcasts, radio shows, free nutritional consultations. You get 10% off if you use the code 970 at invitehealth.com. You could call as well, 800-673-2345, 800-673-2345. But I love this new show that we have, Invite Health Radio, with Dr. Amanda Williams, scientific director of Invite Health, by the way. And you could join Amanda Monday through Friday at noon to hear her talk to a variety of experts in entertainment, culture, wellness, and more. That's what I always call it. Like, this show is like old school radio, you know, where they have a variety of topics. But the wellness aspect is what attracts me most, because Invite Health knows all about that with those super premium nutritional supplements that you got to check out at invitehealth.com. Don't forget the promo code is 970 and you'll get 10% off your order. Again, you could call 800-673-2345. In the meantime, don't miss Invite Health Radio with Dr. Amanda Williams on AM 970, The Answer, every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
So my son Joey came up. We've been hanging out this weekend. We've been talking to mom, and we're talking about the family. It's family history, and I think about, you know, my great-grandfather coming to Madison, New Jersey, you know, which is a great, great town. And so when I tell you about Rose City Jewelers right there, and I tell you about the Falco family, I so identify with that. And then Joey showed me, when I went over to Rose City Jewelers gemologist, Joey had a book. And he showed me the book of all the immigrants that came in from Italy to Madison, because it was the Rose City. And that's what my my great grandfather did. He sold like roses there, and is buried over there. So I have a close tie to Madison, New Jersey, the beautiful town. But now you can get incredible, incredible deals because Rose City Jewelers gemologists, they've decided to conduct a massive retirement sale in celebration of its three quarters of a century service to Madison and surrounding towns and communities for sure. Now, Joey Falco's father began Rose City Jewelers after serving in the Pacific Theater in the Second World War. And with Joe Jr.'s expertise, a certified gemologist that he is, he became the leading purveyor of the rarest precious gemstones known. Now, you could save up to 70%. The inventory is not going to last. So you got to check out the tanzanites, the rubies, the sapphires, the emeralds, the pearls. They're all on sale in this retirement and closing sale of a lifetime. The Falco family extends its warmest appreciation to the many truly worldwide clientele. Now, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's going to end Christmas Eve, so you got to check out Rose City Jewelers. You love Madison, New Jersey, beautiful town. But check out Rose City Jewelers Gemologist right there on the corner of Main and Waverly in the very heart of historic Madison, New Jersey. Do it right now to ensure the greatest selection for you from Rose City Jewelers Gemologists in Madison, New Jersey.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 825 on AM970 The Answer. It's Monday, it's December 5th, rolling into Christmas, rolling into Hanukkah. And Morgan Ortegas takes the time with us this morning, former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. Morgan, always great to have you with us. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. We're in the season, aren't we?
Yeah, you're getting started. I'm a little behind. Are your decorations up? We were talking about it earlier.
I'm gonna throw a big Hanukkah party, and we went to Party City yesterday. My husband and I did. We were efficient. We got in and out of Party City in 30 minutes, getting a bunch of stuff for Hanukkah.
But you see, I said it's better, you know, to celebrate Hanukkah, you get a menorah. That's all, right? A menorah?
No. We've commercialized everything in this country, Joe. Now we've commercialized Hanukkah too. We got all kinds of decorations, which my little 2-year-old goes, Merry Christmas when she sees it. And so I thought, okay, well, whatever.
Whatever. It's great. That's great. Hey, Morgan, so it's interesting. I was chatting this morning. I just happened to talk about North Korea before this news just broke about North Korea reportedly firing 130 artillery rounds in violation of the inter-Korean agreement. Please explain to us what Kim Jong-un is doing, what China is telling him to do. And my fear is this, and I've been on this morning, is the electromagnetic pulse that North Korea will have the capacity to fire a rocket to the middle of America and shut us down. I mean, these are all warranted fears, yes?
You know, it's so interesting that this news is breaking. You're bringing this up because this comes on the back of, on the heels of, I just got back yesterday, Sunday. My days are starting to run together. I've been traveling so much, but I was at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi, Valley, California. And this was at the Reagan Defense Forum. So this is bipartisan Republicans, Democrats get together to discuss the most pressing national security issues of the day. So at my dinner on Friday night, we were pretty consumed with talking about China, maybe a little bit about Iran. And at the end of the dinner, I said, you guys, you know, we should be focused on China. But as I know from working for Mike Pompeo for 2 years as he was Secretary of State, you get surprised, right? That's what happens. You get surprised at some part of the world that you're not thinking about. And I said, guys, we are going to get surprised by North Korea. We're all obsessed with China and talking about it, again, as we should be. But I said at dinner Friday night, I think that we're not preparing for the big North Korea surprise. So anyway, I don't enjoy being right on some of these things. I'll tell you why I'm worried about North Korea, Joe. We've talked about this before. You know, there are things that divide Republicans and Democrats who are foreign policy professionals in the party. I'm Republican foreign policy professional. We're pretty aligned on China. We'll argue about things on the margins, but there's some bipartisan consensus there. We are not aligned on Iran. For example, the two parties will, you know, we will fight and scream over who has the right Iran policy, which I think we have the right one. When it comes to North Korea, it has vexed both political parties for decades now. And it's really concerning because, as you know, they're working on a capability and have at this point the capability to hit the homeland when you think about, Hawaii and Alaska and others. And so so it is a challenge that I feel like does not get enough attention because the God's honest truth is we don't have good answers. Now, I would say in the Trump administration, what we did is at the U.N., when Pompeo was Secretary of State at the beginning and Nikki Haley did a great job at the U.N. as U.N. ambassador, she and President Trump were able to get some of the toughest sanctions that the world had ever seen on North Korea. That means she got the Chinese and the Russians to agree to them, which is pretty astounding, right, to get the Chinese and Russians who are on the Security Council to agree with us. Now what's happened is those sanctions have somewhat lapsed. They're not being enforced as they should be. And, you know, China has a problem in that China likes North Korea to be a foil to us, right? China likes North Korea to irritate us. It's kind of a useful thing for them. But what happened during the Trump administration is Trump said, okay, I'm not going to let you threaten the homeland. If you keep this up, I'm striking North Korea. Well, what happened? The Chinese got very worried because if there is chaos in North Korea, well, that's on their border. And all of the refugees and all of these people from North Korea will just bleed into China. And China doesn't want that. So China got serious very quickly about, oh, wait a minute, maybe we should help the U.S. find a solution to North Korea. Now, with the Biden administration, no one's offering any solutions that I can tell from the Biden team. They have a North Korea envoy who we don't hear from much. I don't see any policy solutions. And I think the Biden team is a little bit afraid of the threat of the use of force. And so there's no pressure on Kim Jong-un or on China to come up with a solution from the Biden team. And I think that's a big problem.
You know, what a great overview.
I didn't take too long explaining that.
You know what? And I'm so impressed that you were at Simi Valley at that Reagan Defense Initiative. I love that. And I love that there is that out there because what's scary is this, and you know best, and we love your expertise on this, Morgan Ortegas. But and correct me if I'm wrong, when Ronald Reagan was in office, and we talked about it all last week, he had a vision. He had a vision on how to stop communism, and he worked with Poland. He worked with Pope John Paul II. I mean, that wasn't just a visit to the Vatican. He knew he had an initiative, a goal, and a mission to stop, and he did. And he bought Gorbachev, tear down this wall. There's nobody in charge now with this vision. Donald Trump was very similar in that regard. Oh, God forbid I said something positive about President Trump. He went right face to face, right, brought the enemy front and center. Kim Jong-un settled down, and it put China completely off its game. There's nobody in charge now.
Absolutely right.
And so who's running this cabal that is the Biden administration? Because it's not Joe Biden. Who are these people running this? And hopefully they, some deep staters or some lifelong bureaucrats. Let me be more politically correct. The lifelong bureaucrats, hopefully they know the threats that you knew under the great Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. You saw these things coming. I feel like no one's in charge now. Morgan, help us out here, please.
I think that they do understand the problem. They just spend all of their time navel gazing and talking about the problem and coming up with solutions and let's create a new office and let's have a new meeting and let's have a committee. Whereas, President Trump and Mike Pompeo and our team would look at the problem, Jared Kushner with Abraham Accords, we would look at the problem and go, all right, let's get to a solution because these are all business people. Right. And so I think that that's the big difference in my mind is we looked at a problem and said, okay, let's get to a solution. May not be the perfect one, but let's stop navel gazing for 5 years.
It's so true. There's nothing. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, you know best. This is why Putin went into Ukraine. We saw it clear as day. Clear as day we saw it. We had our friend KT McFarland on. Our mutual friend KT said, oh, you got to be energy dominant. Otherwise, Putin's going to make a move. That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. And now
I was KT McFarland's press secretary, one of my first jobs.
I had a sense of that, right? I kind of dropped her name. I hope you don't mind. I thought so that there was a connection
there. I literally lived with her in New York City in 2006 when she decided to run for the Senate. I moved up to New York and lived with her. She's like a mom to me. I love her.
I got to tell you something. She's a brilliant gal, as you are, and we appreciate that. And we love when you're, quote unquote, in the administration. Now, again, no one's in charge. We know how to stop these conflicts. Now what's happening, we're hearing this rumor here about Putin in ill health, falling down the stairs, and other things that are happening to Putin. Is indeed Putin in a bad way? Do we know this? Are these just rumors, Morgan? What are you hearing on the inside?
Well, it's incredibly hard to know what's actually going on. I think it's we jokingly call it rumint. Are you know what that means? R-U-M-I-N-T. So basically, when you look at the intelligence community, and you can see they have things like HUMINT, which is human to human intelligence, or something called like SIGINT, which is signals intelligence. So we jokingly call things like this rumint, meaning it's rumors intelligence. And so, we don't know. At least I would say the intelligence community is not giving any sort of public assessment about this. And if we did know, it's probably classified at the highest levels. But saying that, listen, I'm pretty skeptical about these things. I think it's mostly a wish. I grew up in Florida where, there was rumors, every few years about what was happening to Castro and his health. And he lived till a nice old age. I will say what I think is clearly obvious has happened to Putin, is that he became, and I think this happened to Xi Jinping as well, they got really scared of COVID and became very insular. And I think like many people, it's possible that COVID and their isolation affected their mental health.
Wow, that I tell you, the whole thing is scary, and hopefully in the future, we'll have a change in a couple of years. I keep thinking, and before we let you go, Morgan Ortegas, these next 2 years with the administration just tearing down this country like they have, can we hold on? Can we hold on? At least we have the House. I mean, can we hold on for another couple of years with this administration?
Yeah, listen, absolutely. We can, because we're America, and I think our Constitution and who we are as a people is bigger than one president. But I will say that, the decisions that are made, I mean, you look back into World War II, right? And you look at Chamberlain and the decisions that he made in England, in the United Kingdom, and how that affected. So it's not that we can't survive these things. I think we can. But I do think that there are some, worrying foreign policy decisions. And by the way, you asked who's in charge earlier.
Yeah.
Who's in charge, in my mind, are just all the Obama people that are running things, right? All the officials are the same that were in the Obama administration, and they're now running Team Biden.
I know. We wish you were there. We wish KT McFarland was there. You wish Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo. I mean, and all they did was criticize, criticize, and criticize. But hopefully everybody will be back sooner than later, Morgan. Great chat this morning. Wishing you all the best for the holidays, Morgan. And please come back when you can, okay?
Thank you so much. We'll do.
Thank you, Morgan. All the very best. Morgan Ortegas right there, former spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. I want to be positive. I mean, I see these little things unfold. You see these little smoldering issues that are happening around the world. And I loved, you're not supposed to say this, but I love the way Donald Trump dealt with that. It was right between the eyes, shocked everybody, scared the heck out of Putin. And then Pelosi and Nadler and Swalwell and Schiff and the whole cabal, they go after Donald Trump, not thinking how that looked on an international stage. And yet he was the only guy that dealt with this evil that's around there. Now you've got Iran. Don't get me started. You've got Iran acting up. What's happening in Brazil? We're not hearing anything about that with the elections down there. Why aren't we hearing anything about that? Look what's happening in Russia. Look what's happening in the Middle East. Is there going to be a war there in Syria? Does Turkey go into Syria now? You're hearing that as well, not to mention what's going on in China, for goodness sake. No one in charge. And hopefully we'll get there sooner than later. And I think it's good to hear Morgan Ortegas, and she knows that we can at least hold on for a couple of years before we make a change. But goodness gracious, we have got to make a change. 8:38, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Al's got the news for yous on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Six Town of Huntington garbage trucks are destroyed in a fire over the weekend. Flames broke out Saturday night at approximately 11 o'clock in a maintenance yard on Boxer Court by Oakwood Road. It does not appear to be suspicious in nature. While household trash pickup is expected to continue as normal, collection of yard waste will be suspended for this week. A woman claiming to be former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's niece was taken off a Louisiana plane and got physically combative. On the morning of November 24th, 25-year-old Shannon Epstein was asking people she thought were Latino aboard a Spirit Airlines flight if they were smuggling cocaine. She was then asked to leave the New Jersey-bound flight at Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans, but refused to comply. She fought Jefferson Parish deputies by biting one on the arm, kicking another in the groin, injuring six of them, and allegedly telling them that they were going to be fired or jailed because she's related to Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor, and that he is friends with former President Trump. In sports, the Commanders and Giants played to a 20-20 tie at MetLife Stadium. Vikings survived a late rally from the Jets to earn a 27-22 win in Minnesota. Knicks beat the Cavaliers 92-81. It was the Celtics over the Nets 103-92. Stuck in traffic, Kristen North's got the answer.
Good morning. Stop and go stuff in Queens on the BQE westbound between the LIE and Atlantic Avenue. We're slow on the Van Wyck northbound in Queens between the Belt Parkway and Hillside Avenue. Belt is busy westbound between JFK Expressway and Leverett's Boulevard. Bumper to bumper in Brooklyn on the Gowanus eastbound between the Belt Merge and the Brooklyn Bridge. Harlem River Drive is jammed southbound between Park Avenue and the FDR Drive. Deegan is busy in the Bronx southbound between Van Cortlandt Park South and Yankee Stadium. Cross Bronx is jammed up northbound between the George Washington Bridge and Webster Avenue. We're going to see delays in the Bronx and the Bruckner West between the Whitestone Bridge and the area of Leggett Avenue. Cross Bronx is heavy southbound between the Bruckner Interchange and Sheridan Boulevard. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today. Inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge, that's busy. It's going to be about a 40-minute delay. Lower deck is 45. Outbound, you're heavy but moving across both spans. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel is a 40-minute delay. Outbound, you're under 5. Inbound Holland Tunnel is 30 minutes. Outbound, believe it or not, is actually in pretty good shape. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies' Days of Deals starts now with savings on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Don't miss this special offer. Save 50% off a collection of four number one best-selling books by David Limbaugh, only at Regnery.com for a limited time. You get Jesus is Risen, Jesus on Trial, and The True Jesus in paperback. And as a bonus, you also get David Limbaugh's latest book, The Resurrected Jesus, in hardcover. Buy them together and get 50% off at Regnery.com. Start with the book Jesus is Risen to get a riveting account of the birth of Christianity. Next, in Jesus on Trial, Limbaugh applies his lifetime of legal experience making the case for the Gospels as hard evidence of the life and work of Christ. Then in the book, The True Jesus, we're brought face to face with the Son of God. And in The Resurrected Jesus, the writings of Jesus' earliest followers present irrefutable evidence of his resurrection. Get all four of these David Limbaugh bestsellers, including his latest book in hardcover, The Resurrected Jesus, for 50% off. But remember, this offer is only available at Regnery.com. Regnery.com.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. Many businesses qualify and simply do not know it. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. This is a cash payment and not a loan, and can be claimed now. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Teemar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. The best part is that until you receive your cash payment, you don't pay us a dime. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE, and your tax payment estimate is quick, easy, and free. That's 833-ERC-FILE to qualify you and your business for up to $26,000 per employee of free federal aid. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Well, I love telling you about Relief Factor because I can get you out of pain. And I see so many people out of pain, and it happens quickly, happened quickly for me, and still able to stay out of pain with me doing all the stuff that I'm doing, or running around the house taking care of things, and then running back and forth on events, going on stage. You know, I thought about it. I don't like to think about it because I don't want to jinx myself, and I always say by the grace of God, but I stepped from the stage at Ovation Hall at the casino doing the show. And I was thinking about Relief Factor because I'm on the stage. Now I got to go down the stairs, right, to the floor. Then there was like a dance floor in front of us. And then there were the tables, and the audience was right there, and it was great. Just so well set up, but it allowed me to walk in between all the tables. So I'm singing. We got the music cranking, right? And I'm doing, and the folks are singing with me. It was great. And I was literally running from one side. An Ovation Hall, it's big too, you know. It's like, and I went from one side, then I went to the other side. I didn't think about it, you know. And I think, honestly, and I always say, by the grace of God, I don't want to jinx nothing here, you know. But Relief Factor allows me to be that mobile. That's what I believe. Relief Factor allows me to get around to the degree that I get around. And I want you to try it because I love you. You're part of the radio family. And I like to tell you good things that will make your life easier. And it's only $19.95 with that 3-week quick start. So how about checking out 800, the number 4, the word relief. 800-4-RELIEF. Or start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Jonathan Honig is a portfolio manager at Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund, LLC, and a Fox News contributor. Jonathan, great to have you with us. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Joe, I've been a fan for so many years. Great to be with you. Good morning to our listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate all that your great work as well. Hey, Jonathan, the U.S. added 263,000 jobs in November. Could the recession fears, is that something we should be worrying about and not worry about? Is that a false number? Let me ask that question, Jonathan.
No, the number is true, Joe. I mean, look, expectations have been really reduced for this economy. Look, it is front page news that this economy is terrible. Of course, they haven't gotten around to actually admitting that there is a recession in Washington, but everyday Americans have been experiencing recession for basically well over a year now. So
yeah. The
number is good, Joe. There is still robust hiring, but you know, as the old saying goes, one sparrow does not make a summer. And my prediction and my prognostication, along with many on Wall Street, is that the worst for the economy is still yet to come.
Wow. And what indicator will the holiday shopping season be for how the economy will be in the coming year? I mean, is there anything that we could foresee, Jonathan?
Well, keep in mind, a lot is put on shopping, consumer spending. But,
yeah.
Joe, you know, that got to keep in mind, that is the end of the productive process. The real wealth is created by investing, by people going out there, putting their money to work. And that's what's been the biggest victim here, Joe. And we've talked a lot about people's expenses that have gone up. Their savings, their investments have gone down dramatically. So that's what I really worry about. I mean, I would liken this historically. We're probably somewhere maybe around the early 1973, 1974. I mean, unemployment went down back in the early 1970s, but 3 or 4 years later, it was double that level because the inflation, the root cause, hadn't been addressed.
And when they say the jobs added, Jonathan, really, I mean, those jobs were gone for this pandemic killed everything. And these are people just heading back to work that would be working normally. Yes.
Well, there is quite a bit of that, Joe. And there's also quite a bit of money transfers as well. I mean, we know the forbearance on student loans is basically another form of a money transfer, you know, taking from certain people and giving it to the others. What's so frustrating, though, is that even people who are going back to work, Joe, this is it. I mean, you know, politicians are always so quick to spend money. Oh, we're going to help this one. They're going to help that one. What they don't see is the hidden cost. So people are going back to work, but the wages they're making, even the wage increases, aren't keeping up with inflation. So you got a 5% wage bump last year. Fantastic. Prices themselves have gone up 7, 8, 9%.
Yeah.
So
yeah. We're
working harder. We're making less.
I know, man. Everything is so much more. They say $11 billion will be spent on the holiday season. Everything. And I tell you, because I'm like a single dad and I do the whole family thing, man, you know, and I go on Amazon. Everything is at least twice as expensive. The propane I have out in the boondocks of Jersey, Jonathan, everything is astronomically more expensive. How longer can we sustain that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is my real fear, Joe, is, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. I mean, Milton Friedman told us that 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Today's politicians, you know, the one that spent all that money, they never learned that lesson. So some predictions are now once inflation goes above 5%, keep in mind it's at 7-8%. Now, once it goes above 5%, history says it usually takes about 10 years for it to get back below 2%. So, you know, this could be a real long-term trend. And again, the inflation, Joe, that we think of as peaking in the 1980s, it started a decade earlier. Remember, Gerald Ford called inflation public enemy number one.
Yeah.
And yet Washington's doing nothing to cut the spending, cut the regulation, and get the economy back on track.
Yeah, Jonathan Honig, we appreciate you joining us. I got to ask you, though, this is what I always, when I talk to folks like yourself, you know, who understand the economy so much better than the rest of us, can't we just, like, my dryer broke. Thank you for asking. So the dryer broke, right? So it's like, okay, so I get a new dryer, and I got the one I had was about 10 years old, so I guess they fry after 10 years. And you know what? I meant to talk to you about this earlier, Jonathan, but while I got you on the phone, man, it's like, I look at the one, it's like a new one, it's a major brand, and it's really not made well. And now it's just like, I think, made to just destruct it. I'm sure it's made in China. One, in the name of goodness gracious, when I was a kid, and I'm a lot older than most, but when I was a kid, things worked for like ever. They made them to last. They're made to self-destruct now, and they're all made overseas. When are we going to follow? And, you know, people are afraid to give Donald Trump any credit, but the one thing Donald Trump always said, and Peter Navarro always said within the Trump administration, make it here, make it here. Wouldn't that just solidify our economy? Because then we could really, we wouldn't be at the whim of China or Vietnam or the Pacific Rim. We would be able to, you know, take care of the antibiotics here, the PPEs that are made in China that would be made here. It's safer and it's better for the economy overall, yes?
Well, you know, I respectfully disagree about that one, Joe. I mean, I'm from the camp that says global international trade is actually really good. I mean, you know, respectfully, you're romanticizing, you know, the 70s and 80s when you used to, everything was made in America. But remember back then, you ordered something from a catalog. Remember how long it took to get to you? 6 to 8 weeks? You know, 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah,
so, you know, there's good and bad certainly with trade. What I know, Joe, is that the more free a country is, the more successful, the more prosperous it is. So the more we move towards economic freedom, I know, the more prosperous as a country we're going to be.
Yeah, all right. Jonathan, thank you. We appreciate it. Listen, come back anytime. We appreciate it, Jonathan. And thanks for taking the time with us this morning. Happy holidays, my friend.
All right. Be well, Joe. Best to you.
Okay, man. Jonathan Honig is a portfolio manager at Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund, LLC, and a Fox News contributor. It's really, I'm such a dinosaur. I say, make it here. Make it all in America, you know? But I guess some things you just plain can't. But I think I long for the days of the Maytag, the repairman, sitting around waiting for something to do. Remember? Because the Maytag never broke down. Remember that commercial? Yeah. Giving away my age. Yes. All right. All right, 8:51, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. We're coming right back. 2,977 people were killed on 9/11. People are still suffering and losing their lives to 9/11-related illnesses. A generation of kids knows little to nothing about it. Only Tennessee and Arizona mandate K-12 learning, a national disgrace. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute gives educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources for K-12. Curriculum units built around first-person accounts with social studies lessons for teachers to ensure ease of use. Plus, the nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books for elementary school, a speakers bureau with access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones, and a mobile exhibit, 83-foot tractor trailer that transforms into an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. Tunnel to Towers is also granting Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships to the children of their program recipients who are exemplary high school students preparing for college. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today. Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michaels of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michaels of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michaels of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michaels of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Route 22 Toyota. You know, I have to tell you, too, speaking about cars and Route 22 Toyota, anything you need is at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. It's right there. And you could get all of these fuel-efficient vehicles. And the I'm telling you, I shouldn't say this, but the ones Al and I are talking about, you know, they're not like the RAV4 Hybrid, the Camry, the Prius, you know. Everything at Route 22 Toyota is fuel efficient. They'll get you, the Prius has a combined 56 miles per gallon. Is that wild? So let me give you the number, and you could ask Alex anything you got, anything you want, anything you're worried about your car. They'll give you 125% of book value on your trade, any make, any model. 973-705-8905 it is. 973-705-8905. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler. Now, listen, I should be listening to myself talk about this, because I got one of those gas guzzlers. And if I went over to Route 22 Toyota, they would give me 125% of book value, any make, any model, on the car toward a fuel-efficient Toyota. Something to think about. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota, and you'll get that 125% book value on your trade. You tell them Joe Piscopo sent you. It's Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
Our hosts tell them like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 855. I got a friend who's getting married, about my age, getting married again. I wish him all the very best. I don't know. I just, you know, so check it out. So I'm on stage in Atlantic City, and I got word, just bring up this one gentleman, and he's going to propose to his girlfriend. So, I, of course, set it all up. I took dramatic license, and I said, could you come up on stage? A gentleman named Parker, he came up, and he proposed to his girlfriend on stage.
Oh.
Proposed. And I was right there, and it was so cute. What a nice kid, and what a beautiful young couple. And he had the ring, and he was shaking. He was so nervous, and the crowd went crazy. They were so happy, and I I took a beat, and I said, I don't want to tell him I went through two divorces. You know, I kept thinking. I said, you sure you want to do this, pal? No, it was a wonderful moment. Don't look at me.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff Nordy, Jeff, you're not.
What?
He takes the ring back, you know. No. Jeff, you didn't get married. Yeah, you're too young to get married, huh?
I'm not too young. I haven't, no.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. Listen, Uncle Joe. Take your time. Take your time. You didn't think about it. This one couple came up. They were so cute on stage. And the guy drops his, and he was literally, Jeff, shaking with the ring. And it was so cute. And she started to cry. I said, oh, I went through that. I remember that. Dang it. But then I wanted to say, my wife still left me. Yeah, but that's, I don't want to be bitter. It's going to be great for you and Joe Sebelia. Our hopes are high. Hey, hey, weather-wise, how are we doing, Jeff, out there?
Weather-wise, we're doing fantastic. We're going to see that sunshine for a little bit more, and then some clouds are going to move in by the afternoon. Temperature-wise, 48 for the afternoon high, and then it'll be cloudy and wet from tonight on until looks like Wednesday, where we're going to see dry conditions again by the afternoon. We're on a warming trend, though, so we'll see a high of 56 tomorrow and then near 60 on Wednesday. So it's going to be a great temperature, just we won't be able to enjoy it as much because, excuse me, it is going to be raining.
You know what? I love it. That sounds like a good forecast, and I appreciate it very much. Hey, thank you. Jeffy Nordine right there. Joe on the radio, and Judge Andrew Knapp is going to join us next hour. See, I want to talk about the legal ramifications of Elon Musk and what's going on with that. What can they do to Twitter? Does Twitter indeed have the right to suppress something? I mean, if they're a private corporation, as NBC has the right, I think, as Salem Media. I'm not sure, do we have the right to do it, or is that a antitrust violation? Is there something in there? Because when you're a broadcast entity with a broadcast license, is that different than a private company like Twitter? Judge Knapp will know. He knows all. Dr. Darren Porcher as well. You know, they're going after the police on personal phone calls. Just, you know, you don't want to miss Dr. Porcher. He's going to be fired up. Because they should let the police do what they do in New York City, and all the crime will stop. Amen. Joe on the radio, it's Monday, and we're coming right back at you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.